If it isn't my little guy who always looks a little bit under the weather, even though he's not.
Do you know what I'm feeling? I don't know if it's this haircut or the style, but...
Do you know what I'm feeling?
Do you know what I'm feeling?
Go on, then.
I'm feeling like an 80s sitcom dad. If you're just listening to this, you won't get it. But when I looked in the camera then, I was like, ooh, 80s sitcom dad. Do you know what I mean?
You look like Jonathan Depp.
Is that the understudy for Johnny Depp, I imagine? Right, come on with
you. Well, no, mate, you bullshit. Do.
What have you got? What have you got for me?
No, you look good, mate. You look good. Right, so I've been thinking about stories, right? You see a lot of this on LinkedIn, don't you? Like, it's all about the story. Stories sell. Get your story across. I think famously Stephen Bartlett was a believer in no outbound sales function. Just tell your story over and over again. Now, if we took our school of selling like a therapist, suddenly this falls apart, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not about you. So to the majority, yes, I agree. If you're out there marketing, get your story out there. It should all be about your story, what's unique and different, blah, 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 about you. But to the other person, when you're selling like a therapist, it suddenly becomes, how do I understand their story? And people might be like, well, yeah, I do that. I do that already, don't they? But when I say that to you and you think about most salespeople that you speak with or most sales teams that you help, do you think they're really getting to understand the prospect story?
No, absolutely not. And I love what you've done there with the inversion of like, it's the other way around, flip the mirror, because that's what it is. Marketing is, how do I make people come to me? And then sales is, people are here with me, I'm going to listen to you. It's all about you. It's all about your world. And I think that so many salespeople, some people call it crab walking. We call it like not going deep enough with the pneumatic drill. But I think it's that path. You have two paths in sales, of logic and emotion. And I think a lot of people go down the logic path. What are you using? What's your current tech stack? What does this look like? What do you? It's like, why do they need to solve this problem? Let me truly understand your world. For anybody that's ever been in therapy, the therapist pretty much knows your world inside out. They know your family, friends' names. It's not just a case of call them contender B. Do you know what I mean? They know.
Mm.
They know he's called Danny, whatever.
So I think if we think of like traditional selling, right? I'm going to move my notepad over here now because we're going to do a role play in a minute. If I think about traditional selling, it would be, I get over my value prop, my pitch, if you will. Here's how I can help you. Do you want that help? Should we schedule some time? Mm-hmm. Right. And that's a problem that's happened in sales, that the trend has been just get meetings in the diary. Mm-hmm. And now the counter trend is becoming, how do I get quality meetings in the diary? So I thought, if we're thinking about how to get people to sell their story, I thought we could do a little role play of a cold call if we take it for Wham.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really going to focus on trying to get to understand your story.
Okay. I'm ready to tell my story.
Okay. That's not Jack, is it?
Yeah, Jack speaking. Who's this?
Oh, Jack, I've got a proposition for you if you're not against hearing me out.
Yeah, go on then.
Well, I get brought in by ambitious business owners who are struggling when it comes to the new business side of things. So often what they're noticing is there's not enough meetings in the diary, so the pipeline's looking a little bit bleak. Or they are meeting people, but it's the wrong types of people, and they're trapped in these never-ending deal cycles that they don't seem to come to anything. Now, I've got a feeling you're going to tell me neither of those problems apply, and you couldn't possibly take on another new client.
I wouldn't say that. I think there's a... I think every business probably faces those at some point, but I think we're all right for now.
Okay, you're all right. Well, can I push my luck and keep going? I've got a couple more things I'd want to ask.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, so you said you're okay. You recognize both of those two things. I suppose if you had to pick, if it was a volume issue, not enough meetings in the diary, or actually we're just not meeting the right type of person, what would you say it is?
It's probably the quality piece, like sitting with the right kinds of people, because there's no point. If you've got 10 meetings, but none of them are the right people, they don't have the budget or they don't have a need for you, then it's completely pointless. So I'd probably say like, yeah, it is more on that quality side of things.
Okay. So let's stick on that there. So that quality side of things, When's the last time you noticed that as an issue?
The last time, I'd probably say that there was a point probably 2 weeks ago where one of my team sat with somebody, and when they came in through the website, they were presenting the form they filled out, presenting all the symptoms. But actually, when we got in there, they weren't a fit. They didn't really have an understanding of what they needed, and I think that's probably like where it fell down. Mm.
What do you think it is that made you think of that one straight away?
That was quite like an easy through line of they came to the website, they looked promising on paper, and actually the feeling afterwards was quite disappointing.
Okay. So sounds like that doesn't happen a lot.
You get stuff that you don't even sit with, Gmails, disqualify straight away, but I'd probably say like one in three. Like if I could just sit with the ones every time, you save time and money every day.
Okay. Okay, pause. Right. So you see how there, what I did was what, Jack Crimston?
You were going deeper, baby.
Now, this is the ultimate feedback that we give, I think, to our own sales team and other people's sales team, is it's a complete lack of depth. Mm. So it's not that you're... I mean, there's obviously an argument to be made, like, always try and do more where possible. Mm-hmm. And people like boast about like, I've had a fucking million conversations today and got two meetings and whatever. But this idea of depth is a total lost art mm-hmm. in sales. Because if you notice the way that call went, and Jack was being very kind to me, it kind of started at, we're all right. Like, I wouldn't say those things apply. And then I got him on to, if you had to pick one out of the two, which one would it be? And he picks one. Give me an example of that. Then becomes me actually trying to get to a recent story. Now, why is it important, Jack, that I get you on a real live time when you felt the pain of the problem?
I'm glad that you asked that, Thompson, because if you didn't ask, I was actually going to explain it anyway. So this has made the conversation
Please.
Flow really, really nicely.
Flowed.
So it's all to do with the heuristics bias. Okay, so we think about heuristics is when we have information readily available to us, and that's what kind of confirms what we're feeling. So if you ask me to think of a recent time, and I can't, and you really push me on it, and I can't, the chances are it might not exist. Okay, so if I said to you, you know what, Zach, we've been friends for 4 years now, you're really, really doing my head in. Okay, you've been doing my head in recently. The last 2 weeks, you've been awful. And you go, okay, can you give me an example of what I've done in the last 2 weeks that's been awful? And I go, yeah. I pause and I think. I go, well, I can't think of something. For me, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the truth because you are an awful human being. But for me, it would showcase, well, actually, there might be something deeper going on here. And actually, you're not being awful if I can't think of readily available examples. So it's the same in the prospect story. The more examples, the more stories you can think of, the more likely it is to cement the information that they're thinking.
Exactly. So that's one example. There's lots of other ways of getting there, but it's really important to not just diagnose, but get the other person to paint a picture of when this shows up, how are you noticing it? It's the old analogy, isn't it? But the doctor scenario of what are the symptoms, what happens when you spot them, like the doctor is sat there getting you to tell a bit of a story of when does this come up so they can spot sometimes the holes in the story or spot like, oh, that's triggered by that. That's really interesting. So if you think about this, like we're talking about it from a therapy angle, but doctors do it. Lawyers probably do it to try and find holes in a case. Your solicitor probably does it with also. So it's happening all over the place. People are always trying to get you to tell the story behind the pain. So salespeople at home, that's what I'm going to employ you to do. Find the story behind the pain.
Wow.
This week's task, Jack Frimpson.
This week's task, Jack Frimpson. Yes, it is. What I'm asking people to do this week, you know what really, really makes me smile? Okay.
Go on.
YouTube comments. Right. When I wake up in the morning, I'll look and I say, oh, you've got a new comment. And some of them are the most bizarre comments. So all I'm asking you to do is if you've watched this video, Leave the most bizarre comment that you can. It can be weird. It can say something about my shirt. It can say something about Zach's hair. Be weird. Be wonderful. Be witty.
What's wrong with my hair?
No, nothing's wrong with it. What's wrong with my shirt? But give us something weird and wonderful. The three funniest ones. We'll get together. We'll have a voting session. The three funniest ones. We're going to give gift card, tax free, VAT free, of £350 each. And if you see if you see one that you think's funny, like upper's not down. I've been Jack Frimston.
I've been Zach Thompson.
I've been green screen. Thank you guys. See you soon.